Topic for today, and I'm grateful that you're here to be a part of its study with us in the Bible. We all have various stresses in life. We start out with a passage in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. In Paul saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The earlier verses there in Psalm chapter 4 verses 11 through 12, has Paul writing to the brethren, you have finally seen an opportunity to help me. I am in a time of need, but I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. And then he goes on to talk about how the Lord had blessed him, and as a result had strengthened him, as he faced the stresses of his daily walk of life. He was working toward the area of Macedonia and working toward the area of Philippi back yonder when. But yet in that same chapter, Philippians chapter 4, Paul will write that when I was in need in those areas, you only were the congregation at Philippi that helped me in this time. Can you imagine an inspired scripture? Church of Jerusalem is named, the beginning mother congregation of the converts that were there on the day of Pentecost in their repentance and baptism into Christ, added by the Lord to the church because they had been saved from sin. Acts 2:47. The Lord added daily to the church those that were being saved. Yet Jerusalem did not send to help Paul during his missionary journey. The church at Ephesus, oh, what a wonderful congregation. If I had just a couple of books in the New Testament that I could have, and I could not have anything else, I could read about the wonderful, precious Father of mercies and care, and how that he sent Jesus, and it's in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins by the riches of his grace, Ephesians 1 and verse 7. And then as I read along a little bit, I'd read about the church. I'd read about the Lord's church. And in Ephesians 3 and 21, I could read there that how we glorify God in the church throughout all ages, world without end. I'd know about the way place of the Lord's church and his work, and but the church at Ephesus. Wonderful letter. Did not send to Paul during the time of his need. The church at Thessalonica is a congregation that really was troubled by the teaching that was being done that the Lord was coming back at any time. Historians tell us that they went out and prepared for that coming of the Lord at any time, to the extent that they had neglected their jobs and neglected their careers, and they stopped making money, they stopped doing things in the garden and fields and things like that because they were waiting the Lord's come. Why waste that energy when you can pray and wait for the Lord's coming? And this letter is written to them to say, tell them, ye that are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them who know not God and obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Yet this congregation that knew the message about obeying the gospel and being faithful to the Lord, and knew the standard of the judgment day, Thessalonica was not helpful to Paul. Philippians 4. Ye only were in fellowship and help with me during this time. What kind of stress would be in Paul's heart? Paul's life when he faced that kind of situation? What kind of stress would have been there for him to have to pray about and overcome? Would he want to shout out to somebody rather than speak calmly to them? Back in Proverbs 18 and 21, the power of life and death is in the tongue. Does he want to talk in such a way that he makes people angry and mad and defiled? Proverbs 15 and 1. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Did Paul, because of the stresses that he faced, wish to leave that way of gentleness and just tell people what he thought about it? He didn't. He wrote to the brethren at Rome in Romans chapter 10 very vividly, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that she might be saved. I bear them record, he says. They have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. They, being ignorant of God's righteousness, have gone about to establish their own way of righteousness, and have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God. He wanted those brethren to be saved. He went on to talk to the Philippians in Philippians chapter 1 in reference to my desire to depart and be with Christ is far better for me. But for you, I want to stay around. It led me to believe that it's correct to make the statement, live as long as you can, Robert, and do as much good as you can. If you face illnesses and so forth, go to the doctor. Take the medicines that are prescribed for you to get better. Paul describes that in 1 Timothy 5 and at 24 to young Timothy, when he said, take a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thy often infirmity. He didn't tell him to become a drunkard and violate what is noted as the work of the flesh in Galatians chapter 5. But he did advise him to take a little wine, something that's mellow, something that's base, something that's pleasant for your stomach's sake and your often infirmities. Timothy faced some stresses by way of physical illness. Some stresses maybe from an ulcer, a type of situation that he faced. Was he taught to be a person who would rise up in rough words and loud shouting and ranting and raving at people that didn't obey the gospel? No. Paul advised him in 1 Timothy 4 and at 12, be an example to the believer. be an example to the believer in this way. Be an example in the way that you talk in words. Be an example to the believer. Be a person that is an example of the believer as you live out your daily walk of life and behavior of life. Be an example to the believer in the way that you love and you show that you love people. You hug them, you shake hands with them, you pat them on the back, you're a friend to them, and you want them to know the plan of God's salvation. Be an example to the believer in the way that you love. Be an example to the believer in the way that you have your faith. As you pray, you believe that this is what you would ask of God and that He will assist you in doing that work and that labor and that hope. You pray in faith. You pray in this way of life that you have because you have a zeal, a spirit of life that's a zeal for God, not a zeal for yourself. Don't take credit for yourself, but take credit for God and give blessings to God. And in your spirit of life, be a person who's an example about how you live, enjoying every day because of God and because of His way. Somebody says, why are you so happy all the time? I'm happy for where I'm going. I'm happy for the Word of God that teaches me what to do and how to behave and how to act, how to talk to others, how to act for others. I haven't always been successful at doing the way that I ought to do. We can may readily tell others because we're human beings. But we can tell them that the way God told me to do it is the best way because I know it's a better way. It's a better way to teach people in gentle words that turn away wrath, isn't it, than to have loud and angry words that stir up anger. Hadn't we rather face somebody that had gentleness rather than anger? Stresses in life and God. We see that God in His way had a way, and Paul was one who was practicing that way of life. His stresses were added to, no doubt, by the fact that he had various people that he loved dearly and wrote about vividly. He said, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, brethren. In Philippians 1. And no doubt he had a reason to thank God for all the other congregations there at Rome and his desire to help people. But what was the only congregation that helped him during that time of need? The brethren of Philippi. You were the only congregation that sent once and then again. Philippians 4, read it. Sent once and again unto my needs, to my necessities. He wasn't talking about adding on a whole herd of horses that he might be able to ride to places. He was talking about the one horse that he needed to mount and get on and do whatever that he could go. He needed some help. And they, only congregation, helped him once and then again. I believe that can be said of the congregation here many times. I've known this congregation for many years before I ever moved up this way. I've known this congregation to be of help and of service and aid to people and along the way for spiritual causes as well. No one was sitting back saying, well, no, we don't know about that man. We don't know about that work. We don't know if that's a good thing to do or not. I've been in meetings where we sat back and said, we don't know if this will do good or not. But we're going to help. We're going to help this person along the way. This person may take this and may misuse it altogether, right and left. I think in one particular case, there was a young man who didn't use it at all. Didn't do anything for himself. We helped him anyway. With hope and prayers, the day will come maybe that will change a heart and way of life. What a blessing it is to follow God's way and God's will as we face stresses in life. But the good book tells us in regard to this matter that there's something else that is involved in the matter. He says, do not suffer as a murderer or a thief or a busybody in other men's matters. Be a person who follows the way of God and His righteous way. And as we do that, we'll be people serving God as we should. I thank you for the opening of this topical study in regard to our stresses in God and how God in these verses has taught us to behave. Paul kept on teaching the word of the Lord, kept on doing the will of the Lord, kept on teaching the lost. He loved the people and wanted them to be saved. He kept on doing what he should do. Because there were people who turned it down and quit and did not serve it well, didn't cause him to stop. No doubt the stress that he faced by day-to-day events were helped by the brethren there at Philippi, because they helped him and served him in a time of great need. And do you forget people in a time of need that help you? No, you do not. What a blessing it is to be able to do that. The Lord's Word tells us how to talk to people. The Lord's Word tells us not only how to serve, but how to talk to people well. And the Word of God tells us what indeed Paul's example was to Timothy in every facet of life. Be an example to the believer. Follow this way of life and follow this way faithfully so that others in coming into contact with you can see that you behave this way. So that in the words you use, in the manners of life that you go through, in the way that you have a love that you have in your heart, a way that you have your spirit of life, your zeal for life, your zeal for living as long as you can, doing as much good as you can. The way that you want to live as you go in life in love, and the way you want to live in life as you go in purity. He tells him there's a way to walk. And because of that, he can enjoy a relationship with God that will cause others to say to him sometimes along the way, why do you rejoice? Why do you have a sense of joy in this? Don't you realize the politics of the time? Don't you realize the terrible conditions of the earth in this time? And don't you realize this? Well, yes, I realize that, but my ways of God and my ways of prayer are those that solace me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Paul wrote, Philippians 4:13. When we do that, we can be the people serving the Lord all of our days. Think about these verses and go later on and listen once again to them by way of the internet system that we have and in the Crockett MS Church of Christ.com. They're on every calendar that we have out there and on every bulletin that we have out there right on the front page. Crockett MS Church of Christ.com. And it'll be a blessing to you who hear it and those who practice this way of life. If you submit Jesus' invitation today, won't you, as they did on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, repent of sin and be baptized into Christ? If you've done that in days gone by and not lived up to it, won't you do like Simon did in Acts chapter 8 at verse 20? In repentance and prayer, come back to the ways of God. And He will reward you and bless you not only with forgiveness, but with a hope of the soul. And you'll be a wonderful, grand example, as Paul told Timothy to do, and overcome the stresses that will be created by life in the very opposite way. If he did the opposite way that Paul told him to live, he would create nothing but stress for everybody around him. What a blessing it is to be with you today. If you accept Jesus' invitation as this song is sung together, would you not come to the front and let us know of your request at this time as we stand together? Let us sing.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling.
forward to seeing you this evening at 6. God bless you. Can you believe we're already in the first Sunday of October? And already on the 6th day. I'll tell you, it won't be long before we'll be Thanksgiving time and New Year's time, not to say the least of Christmas time. It'll be something with it. Good to see y'all. God bless you in every way. Great.